Dad used to take the kids out to the 16 Mile Creek for hockey. And Aussie Dog was a big mover and shaker dog, getting this arena built. My dad was a gopher, I always said, because Aussie knew all the people in town. And my dad and Aussie were very, very instrumental in helping, you know. And
yeah.
He was a timekeeper here for CYO Hockey for 51 years.
Oh, wow.
His picture's still downstairs. I saw that.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Where downstairs?
You know, right above the CYO bulletin board.
Okay.
They took a picture of it for me. The girl did.
Oh, amazing. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I can send that to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. And so that base I heard about, and I thought, oh, gee, my younger sister's in the States. My younger brother couldn't come. There's six of us, but three of us have passed. There's only three of us left. And I grew up on Welland Avenue and Court Street. And we took turns bringing my dad up. So my dad was up here every Sunday during hockey season from 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
Wow.
He'd bring a lunch, and we had to take turns bringing him supper.
For sure.
And then I found some things that I thought might be interesting.
Absolutely.
So that's the article about him telling me. Now he's in the Sports Hall of Fame, like the St. Catherine Sports Hall of Fame. This I thought, but I don't want to leave it. This has Jack Gatecliff's name on when he played lacrosse.
Oh, amazing.
Where are the... I tried to find more stuff, but I couldn't find a lot. 1946.
Oh, wow.
And look at... Where's Jack Gatecliff? I know I saw him here.
There he is, yeah.
And Whitey Frick just died. You know?
Yeah.
Part two of Unsung Heroes, and there's an article about where they played the hockey before the arena was built and all that.
Wow.
These are people that died in that year, you know.
Yeah.
And these. Well, basically it said about what he did for the community and for the kids in hockey in the arena, like how they used to play out in the 16 Mile Creek. Until they built this, and then CYO was one of the first, you know, people in here.
Perfect.
And we used to always go, my dad was in St. John, so he always go to the teepees. So of course, he couldn't get rid of me, so I always hung out. So I came to all the teepee games, my brother, younger brother and I, because of my dad. And then my younger sister went to the skating club. She belonged to the skating club here. And then I had a nephew that played junior B hockey. That's probably what, 20, 25 years ago, like, you know. And then this here, not all the pictures, but some of them are to do with the arena. Okay. That's our whole, every one of us was somehow, this is the family that was somehow involved doing something at the arena. And that's my sister. And where's my dad? There's my dad.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is the kids here at CYO.
Oh, I love this. This is so
you
nice.
Know? And so that's Bill Keel was a very, very involved too. You hate to see it go, but I think what they're talking about should be good. So like we've always, it's always been part of our life, the Garden City Arena, when we were growing up.
Tell me a little bit about that. What was it like boarding the hockey players?
That was fun, you know. They were lovely. We maintained, you know, some contact with them.
Sure.
And so it was fun. Like, you know, they were interesting. Of course, we all always went to games, you know.
Absolutely.
But it was after they became, I think, after they weren't the TPs, I think it was the next, were they the Saints then? Because at that point, some of us had left home.
Yeah.
And there's room for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's super interesting, especially keeping in touch with them all these years later.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's super fascinating. Yeah.